Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's afternoon right now. It's 12 noon where we are here in Central Time on the Power Hour. Welcome to our Friday edition. We have another hour to go. This segment is going to be occupied, and it's worth your while to listen to this, folks, because we have Dr. Richard Fleming with us. He is a physicist, a nuclear cardiologist, and an attorney, too. Wow. I mean, you got 53 years of research experience. That is amazing. And not only that, but he's got this book out, Are We the Next Endangered Species? That is available on our guest schedule page for this week. If you just go to thepowerhour.com, you can go to that where it says guest schedule. And click on that, and the link is there to get the book. Now, the thing is that we're talking about this WHO pandemic treaty that is coming up. I mean, Kevin Stockland just wrote an article about it, and now they're trying to water it down, give some sort of vanilla description to try to get people to come around to their way of global thinking. Dr. Fleming, I mean, you've looked at biowarfare, eugenics, the bioweapon. I mean, we're all on the same page with you, obviously, but what has this to do with Biden and his authority to enter into something that, you know, the Constitution says no?
Well, we actually go into this in the book so that people have the information they need. This World Health Organization resolution, it's not a treaty, and it may be semantics, because in 1948, the President of the United States, at that time Truman, and the Congress went ahead with this resolution. The president signed, Congress ratified. But it's important to understand that treaties or resolutions have limitations to them, and those limitations are either due to understandings or reservations. Section 5 of what was signed says this. It's not very long. In adopting this joint resolution, the Congress does so with the understanding that nothing in the Constitution of the World Health Organization in any manner commits the United States to enact any specific legislative program regarding any matters referred to in said Constitution. And the 2005 International Health Regulations also has a reservation and three understandings where Congress specifically stated they don't have to sign any laws, make any laws. Any question about laws goes to the states. It's referred to as federalism, and they very clearly articulated it. What people may not appreciate or understand is that federal courts have looked at the power of the President of the United States with these resolution and agreements. And the federal courts have held, each one of them that have looked at it, that when a president makes an agreement, like this WHO agreement, it has no power in law. It's referred to as not self-executing. It requires Congress to pass a law beyond the president that says, okay, we're going to do this. You've got a requirement. So the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty, which is what was broken with these gain-of-function viruses, didn't have any reservations or understanding. So it was right out of the box, federal law, constitutional. But Congress went ahead and passed the 1989 Anti-Terrorism Act covering this, and the 18 U.S.C. Section 175, which also was a federal law. What Biden is doing right now, he's attempting to do something he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do, and he has to be reminded of it by the people going to their senators and representatives and stating, the Constitution states for something new to happen, the president must sign and Congress must ratify with any reservations or understandings they have. That's not what's going on here. So we have a man who thinks, and he does if nobody will call him on it, that he has the power to just decide something. And I want everyone to ask a very fundamental question, because we get in this argument about this resolution / treaty. Can you name one thing that the United States or any of our citizens got out of the WHO during this pandemic? Give me one example of something the WHO said, wait a minute, United States, here we go. You need to know this. You need to be doing this. It's going to make a difference. Because I've monitored for 4 years, and there was nothing there. So the argument that this is important to do, that it's somehow going to benefit the U.S., doesn't hold water. Now, in July, next month, I'm going to be keynote speaker at a Slovakian medical group where we're laying all this out for the Slovakian Medical Association. And it has already been established that the Slovakian government will take this material, including this book, and enter it into its official record. Slovakia has already come forward and said they will not make this WHO agreement. They're not going along with it. You saw what happened 24, 36 hours ago, right? Somebody tried to assassinate their prime minister. It's right up there with, it's worse than this, but it's a good example. Wow. If the vaccines would have been this important, the eugenic genetic vaccines, which I explain in the book what these are, you wouldn't have had to bribe people with donuts and lottery tickets and
Happy
baseball.
Meals.
They, you know, people would have, just garbage across the board, but you wouldn't have to bribe people, right? So when you see people bribing and taking these desperate measures, it should, I mean, I don't know what, you don't need a PhD, MBA, or a JD to figure this one out, for crying out loud. My parents, my dad had an eighth grade education, my mother a high school. They were two of the smartest people I have ever met in my life. And they would have told you, whoa, do not go quietly into that good night. Because when they're playing these games, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out, do you?
No, I mean, I just went and looked up 18 U.S. Code Section 175, folks, for those of you who have not been that fast, because this is why we have the power of streaming live and we can look at stuff. Prohibitions with respect to biological weapons. Well, what do you think we're dealing with right now? I mean, literally, this basically goes into, and it's only three paragraphs, an in general, an additional offense, and the definition. You know, for use as a weapon, a biological agent, toxin, or delivery system. Well, what do you think we were doing? The delivery system is the jab. And they're putting this stuff into you, and now everybody's freaking out because they're contaminated. Their whole body is being messed with.
And it specifically states that even if you take a virus out of nature and put it in a lab, you have violated the code. You know, everybody is getting excited about the fact that Daszak got his hands slapped, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to fund EcoHealth Alliance. You know what? Daszak is one of the people that we're going after. So 10letters.org is our website, the number 10letters.org, to get Americans to send cover letters with documents into their governors and attorney generals to hold these criminals accountable. And when you look at it, you'll see that the U.S. Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, remember these folks, National Science Foundation, USAID, Department of Homeland Security, Commerce, Interior, and Agriculture all funded gain-of-function research that Daszak and Barrick, and I mean, this is done not just at the University of North Carolina, it's done at the University of Iowa, University of Wisconsin, University of Nebraska, University of Texas, Galveston. If you think slapping Daszak on the hands is going to do anything, you're making the same mistake as when the police arrest the drug dealer, but they don't go after the guy running the organization. And that's what they want to have happen right now. They want to distract people so they will not ask questions in Congress as, how did the United States get involved in biological weapons and eugenics programs? And that's what I explained to people in the book. And it's 170 years worth of activity that got us here. And that includes taking Nazis out of Nazi Germany, over 3,000, and putting them into the United States, Russia, England, France, and Canada. And when you talk about the World Health Organization and the United Nations, the Security Council has five countries: the United States, England, France, Russia, and China. China comes out looking like the good guy in this instance, because the other four countries were all infiltrated by Nazis, intelligence officers, scientists, and doctors, including Dr. Bloom. And I talk about this in the book. Dr. Bloom was one of those doctors that they tried at Nuremberg. We prosecuted 24 people and brought over 3,000 out against what we were supposed to be doing. Bloom was one of the doctors, and he was acquitted. Bloom was the man who ran genetic research on twins in concentration camps. He did aerosolized vaccines, and he dropped anthrax on U.S. and Russian troops. So if your listeners can wrap your brains around this, we salvaged the guy, got him off charges after he dropped anthrax on American troops in World War II, and then incorporated him into our medical, industrial, military, industrial complex. These are the folks we're dealing with, and they would very much like for you to turn a blind eye or just wish this would all go away, because they are continuing to work on their biological weapons, and they are continuing to work on their eugenic genetic vaccines. And I want people to get those three terms together, because these are vaccines. They cause a body response. They're genetic because they're causing genetic phenomenon, and they are eugenic because they are attempting to remove or alter genes in human beings that these people consider inferior. And when this all comes to pass, I bet your listeners are not on the list of people that are going to get a benefit out of this. But there are people that will get a benefit out of this. I name them in the books. And I'm sure your listeners probably have a clue, but I want your listeners to have solid facts, not just inferences, not just somebody talking about it. I'm a firm believer that if I can distill the information down, you will have the power to not only understand what's happening, but it also in the book tells you how to change this. The book is defined to go after the criminals and hold them legally accountable, to go after the genetic vaccines, but to do it the way that we have to go after it, and to change some of the federal laws. Because right now what we've got is a federal government that wants to backpedal out of this. And I'm sure you watched on these committees, the Republicans and Democrats hugging each other, because they're all getting out of it what they want, which is they don't have to deal with the ugly elephant in the room, or donkey in the room, or whatever we want to use for analogy here. The reality is they don't want the U.S. government to be held accountable for what the U.S. government has done. And I'm not just talking as an outside observer. During 2020 and 2021, Fort Detrick tried to recruit me as a physicist to come work at Fort Detrick on biological agents funded by NIAID. Now, that stopped after that first book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon, a Scientific and Forensic Investigation, came out. All communications stopped. Surprise, surprise.
But you're lucky to be alive and having this conversation right now, because Judy Mikovits is a prime example of what happens when they go after somebody they don't want speaking out.
Judy Mikovits and I both had the government come after us. You can go to FlemingMethod.com. You can look at the federal case. My training began, I got my doctorate at age 18. Of the three of us that got our degrees in the area the government wanted, one ended up in a mental institution. One is currently in prison, and they tried to put me there. That's how badly they don't want you to know what's going on.
And that's why you need to get the book, folks. Go ahead.
Yep. I've already had people tell me that I should probably be in hiding right now. Well, the reality is there is no hiding for someone like me. They know where I'm at. They know what I'm doing. They're monitoring me. There was one attempt on my life 2.5 years ago with a poison. And I was fortunate that I had good people around me, and I made a stupid mistake by taking something from someone and sipping from it, and it did not take 30 seconds. And that mistake will never happen again. So, you know, people that come up to me and they're kind and they want to do something for me and get me a drink, whether it's alcoholic or not, I have to tell each and every one of them, I appreciate that, but I can't. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm not going to make that mistake.
We go right back to the old saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed. I mean, come on, this is not a tinfoil hat stuff if they're actually after you. And I mean, now you were able to get medical attention and whatever this was, you were able to overcome it.
I got secured out of there in short order because it didn't take very long to have an effect. You know, a lot of people use the term conspiracy theory, like it means there's something abnormal. Conspiracy came as an attorney. This is a legal term that we use, okay? It's not a pretend term. It doesn't mean tinfoil hat. Conspiracy theory was first used by the U.S. government in the 1800s on murder convictions. It means more than one person got together to do something. And when it's used as a crime, it means what they did was illegal. These biological, SARS-CoV-2 is a combination of three different viruses. We've done the PCR data on it. It's RS-3367, MA-14, and RSFHC-014. So the other one was 15. And those were published many, many years ago. In fact, David, when he was doing his testimony, when he was pushing back, he actually said RSFHC-014, and nobody caught it. Because the guys asking the question aren't smart enough to know what they're asking about. They're just fishing, and they're putting on a show for people. Do not let these people convince you that their show is valid. They are doing a dog and pony show, or mirrors, or whatever you want to use, and do not look at the man behind the curtain, because they do not want to be held accountable for what the federal government, the United States, and other governments have done. That money that went over there to Wuhan, China, to help develop that, that was our money. It didn't go there by accident. Federal government knew that money was going there and to other labs as well, in the U.S. and outside the U.S. And when they're attacking Daszak, they put him on the darn committee to write the booklet for the moratorium for the 3 years that the gain-of-function moratorium was there. And it was written into it that Daszak and Barrick were given an out to continue their research. And in 2015, Barrick at the University of North Carolina received a patent that was funded by the National Institute of Health, the umbrella agency that sits over NIAID and the National Cancer Institute. And that grant was for the specific purpose of doing gain of function on the spike protein of coronaviruses. I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than that. The very thing we dealt with was altering the spike protein on coronaviruses. And the patent for the furin cleavage site that people talk about is owned by the U.S. government. And we have known since 2006 about SARS-CoV-2 viruses, because in 2006, the Chinese published their research on a virus they put together that was a combination of HIV, hepatitis C virus, what they identified as SARS-CoV-1, and what they identified as SARS-CoV-2. That was in 2007. All the vaccines that people talk about on patents, they've had time to make those since then. 2007 to 2018, yeah, they had more than 10 years to come up with their vaccine design. They didn't come up with vaccines first and then the virus. The viruses were already there. They knew what they were working with.
That is intense. Now, you know, when it comes to this other thing, besides this pandemic treaty, this is a subject that has come across our radar, and it's called One Health. Where does that fit into the equation right now? Because I understand it's already in motion.
So, yeah, I remember, but not as probably as well on One Health as you do. I know I talk about it in the book because I do have some information about it. Anytime, I'll just give this as a general statement. Anytime somebody tells you that something is going to solve all the problems, you should be wary of that. You know, in medicine, we hit, if somebody says always or never, they're probably wrong, because nothing is always or never. One Health and the World Health Organization and all of these goals are designed to take control and direction where we're going with health. There is a massive emphasis on the genetic therapies of eliminating certain diseases. And if you look at those diseases like sickle cell disease, if we actually eliminate that genetic trait, humanity is open to malaria. We have no defense. We have drugs. They'll always sell you drugs, but we won't have a human defense. The Ebola virus, one of the things I'm trying to point out to people when they're worried about the bird flu, H5N1, which was part of the reason for shutting down the gain of function. This isn't new. This came out of the University of Wisconsin Netherlands labs in 2014. That, along with smallpox vials being found in places and the anthrax attempts, is what got the scientific community to put pressure on Obama to have a moratorium. Obama didn't do that out of the goodness of his heart. It was the scientific community that got up and said, we have way too much of this going on. We have lab leaks. We still have lab leaks. Doesn't matter what level we've got. We still have lab leaks. We know that there's these other viruses. And one of the ones that's out there right now that I've read the congressional interrogation of a Russian scientist from the 1990s, when he came bearing gifts that there is an Ebola smallpox virus that has been assembled, right? Now, Niemann-Pick disease is something that usually kills people in their teens or earlier. But if you have type C, you'll live old enough to be in your 20s and reproduce, which is why it keeps getting reproduced. Well, Niemann-Pick disease type C is missing certain receptors in the body, so Ebola can't infect those people. And they would like to get rid of this as well. You have to have the right block for the virus to get into. And Niemann-Pick type C don't have that. There are drugs, by the way, that will block Ebola from getting into human cells, and they already exist. And there are drugs that existed to correct many of the problems from these COVID, from the viruses that caused COVID. But you didn't hear about any of those, like E64D, eloxastatin, which has been shown to reverse traumatic brain injury, but they won't approve it for use. Here's a drug. Think of how many people have been in motor vehicle accidents, boxing accidents, had prion diseases. Here's a drug that can reverse it, has been shown to reverse it, and you can't get that, but you can get the drugs that they want you to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that probably promotes your hastened death, you know, because this is one of the reasons I'm looking at Medicare going, this is nothing but death insurance, because they're actually directing you to make the wrong decision, to take the wrong drug, steer you to big pharma so they all can continue to make money at your expense. That seems like what this is all about, is driving you to your end result, which is 6 feet under. I mean, this is what they want to reduce the population. But then again, you know, using this bioweapon, I am surprised, because of Hegelian dialectic and everything else that we've been talking about on this show, Dr. Fleming, is that 220 million plus people bought into this garbage, trusted the government, got the jab, at least one, if not more, and now either are dead or are suffering for it. And there are still people out there that are still in denial, that think that this was some sort of big cover up from the government. I mean, this is what you're really after. It's trying to uncover all this nonsense, right?
So let's look at the numbers here. 1.2 million Americans died from COVID. That's more death than the United States military has suffered since 1776. 1.5 million maimed Americans from the genetic vaccines, the eugenic genetic vaccines. That's more injured Americans than the United States military has had injuries since 1776. There are an accepted 34,516 and counting genetic vaccine deaths from the Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen vaccines. That is more death than we have had in every war we have fought, except for our five bloodiest. 34,516 has to be compared to the next one that is closest to it, which was the swine flu vaccine, which was 53 deaths. So I've told people to think about it. In the 1970s, when we didn't care about each other and we weren't singing Kumbaya and we weren't inclusive, 53 deaths was enough to get the U.S. to shut down that vaccine. And it began in the 20s, and mainstream media, 60 Minutes, did a whole documentary on it exposing it. Now we live in a very loving inclusion society where we're singing Kumbaya, and 34,516 is not enough to raise an eyebrow in the American public or mainstream media, right? I mean, this is massive. Now, I would argue they're not trying to depopulate us because they need lab rats. And what they're working on is genetic perfection, what they consider genetic perfection. What they did, these are two parallel programs. You have bioweapons doing one thing, and you have eugenics programs on the other side. They merged as a result of this. But the purpose of the eugenics programs, the genetic vaccines, were only realized by Carrico and Wasserman, who got the Nobel Prize in medicine last year. And they published their research in 2008, right? What they said was they had taken mRNA, which was unstable, and they had made it stable by changing uridine to a pseudouridine. They flipped a couple atoms around and added a hydrogen atom. And they said three things. We made it stable. Two, it won't work as a vaccine because it won't increase interferon, which is necessary to interfere with infections. Three, it would make a great transfection tool. In other words, use it to infect cells and change the genes. Now, they said that. So I'm all in favor of these two people getting that Nobel Prize because they accomplished something and they were honest about it. Now, what everybody else has done with it since then is a question. But wrap your brain around Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, AstraZeneca, all the rest. The mRNA that you're using, or the DNA equivalent of it, if you're AstraZeneca and Janssen, which is what people call Johnson & Johnson, was shown by the people who developed it to not be useful as a vaccine. So all they did was jump up and down when somebody said, can you do this for us? Absolutely, because they need data. They need to know what they can do, what will work, what won't work. And you saw what happened. If you can make the country totally afraid, they will jump up and down and do whatever you want them to do.
And that's exactly what they did. And now we're here where we're at. Dr. Richard Fleming, thank you so much for joining us. The book is on our guest page. You need to get that book and read it. It'll be something you can share with your friends. Dr. Fleming risking life and limb to put it out. Are we the next endangered species? All right. Get that book today at by clicking on thepowerhour.com. Dr. Fleming, thank you so much for your time and all the work that you're doing. Godspeed. I sure hope they don't continue to come after you. I have a feeling they are, but hey, cat's out of the bag. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir, for your conversation.
Essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet. And an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are, my friend.
Power to the people.
It is Friday.
Power to the people.
And our last segment of the Power
Hour. Power to the people.
33 minutes out to the hour of 12 noon, our time here where we are. And, of course, I want to cover some stuff we didn't get a chance to talk about before. Well, moving on to the economy, because that really is what matters. What's in your pocket? What's in your wallet? No, don't buy into that garbage, because I'll tell you what. This is what's got America into trouble. The New York Fed has just released a report. U.S. credit cards debts rise, more Americans becoming delinquent. They're using credit cards to survive because there's more month at the end of the money. Credit card debts and delinquency rates among Americans increased in the first quarter of this year, with newly delinquent individuals having a high median credit card utilization rate of 90%. In other words, you are paying huge amounts of interest if you have a card that is 90% maxed out. That's huge. Household credit card debt in the U.S. rose by $129 billion over the last year, reaching $1.5 trillion as of quarter one, 2024, according to the latest data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. In 2023, the share of credit card debt was 90 days or more delinquent was at 4.5%. This jumped to 6.86% in first quarter 2024. So that's up well over a point, 2 points, as a matter of fact. Not looking good. An increasing number of borrowers have been missing credit card payments, revealing worsening financial distress among some households. So you have to figure out how to dump credit cards and get yourself self-sufficient. This is one of the reasons I've been encouraging people to form your own businesses and stop relying on employers that are laying people off and being replaced by robots and AI. You know, in terms of demographics, only 4.8% of baby boomers had maxed out their credit cards, to compare to 15.3% of Gen Z individuals. Why? Because Gen Z loves that buy now, pay later mentality. Hey, they can get it now. We're impulsive. We're entitled. You know, we have an opinion. We got a credit card and we're going to go out. We're going to blow it. You know, that's why they're in trouble. Now, you're looking at almost 5% of baby boomers in that kind of trouble, maxing out credit cards. A lot of them are having financial difficulty right now, and it could be due to medicines, could be due to, you know, being affected by the jab, and they have to, you know, do what they're doing just to stay alive. I mean, I don't know. It's, unless you actually start drilling down, you won't find out. 52% of borrowers were using less than 20% of their available credit in the first quarter, while 18% of borrowers were using at least 90% of their available credit. Folks, you got to watch those credit cards. That will get you in trouble. And it gets worse. Adam Data has just released its April 2024 U.S. foreclosure market report. There were a total of 31,649 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings. That's just last month. And we're talking about default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repossessions. Those were down 4% from a month ago, down 4% from a year ago. But that is, it's a mixed landscape. It's hard to realize all of this. Lenders started the foreclosure process on 21,753 U.S. properties last month, which is down 7% and 3% from a year ago. Nationwide, one in every 4,453 housing units had foreclosure filings, right? It's pretty crazy. States with the highest foreclosure rates, Maryland, Illinois, Nevada, South Carolina, and Florida. States that had the least 100 foreclosure starts in April 2024 saw the greatest monthly decline: New Jersey, Indiana, Colorado, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. Counter to the national trends, those states that had the least 100 foreclosure starts last month saw the greatest monthly increase: Maryland, Oregon, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Michigan. Sad statistics, but true. And of course, if you go to our website at thepowerhour.com and click on any of the news links, you can read the whole story. And of course, now it is official, according to Bloomberg. Child care is now more expensive than rent for the average American family. Go figure. This is pretty scary stuff, folks. Child care costs have surged so much that researchers say having more than one child in daycare is pricier than rents in every single U.S. state. The cost of two kids in child care exceeded average rent payments by at least 25% nationwide and is more than double that in eight states and D.C., according to a new report from Child Care Aware of America. The most expensive state relative to rents is Vermont, where care for two children is $35,016 versus $13,788 for rent on average, according to reports. Child care costs are a growing financial burden for American families, which typically have two kids. Oh, thank God we didn't go into the nuclear family at 2.5. How does it? Where's that half kid hiding? I know he's in here somewhere. Let me see if I can find him. You know, this is just absolutely, and why these people? When Harrison Butker brings up about the family and how the family unit is important, he even brought up the Latin Mass. Oh, my God, they can't stand that either. They talk about abortion. He talked about Pride Month, how they have to name a month after Pride, and people chuckled. They knew where he was going with it. He didn't have to come right out and say LGBTQ. No, he just said Pride Month. He said they got to name a month after it. Really? You know, we're in a real hard way if this is going to be going on around us, folks. And he extolled the idea of womanhood and the fact that his wife, Isabel, is very happy, even though she's got a degree, that she gets to be a mom. And that's the blessing. That's what he was trying to extol. But God, these people that are paying all this for child care or whatever the case may be, that are entitled, that are woke, that are doing all this crazy stuff, they don't care. They think the government's going to bail them out. Well, I hate to say this, but you woke people are going to find out the hard way, or you entitled are going to find out the hard way. That isn't the way it works here. And pretty soon it's going to be so burdensome. And now we got these little whiny asses on TikTok and whatever that migrate over to X complaining all about the fact that they've got a hard time and they can't work 40 hours a week and they've got problems and they're having a hard time paying rent and I can't even go out and have a good time. Oh, like Dr. Evil. Boo frickety who. Now you don't know who he is. Watch the Austin Powers movie. He's there. It's Mike Myers playing multiple characters. this is just the craziest, nuttiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And now you know, I cannot, you know, you want to go out and have an abortion. Okay, that's your right. You want to kill a fetus. That's your right. God gave you free will. You will be judged down the road. Some of these people, including these 70-some-odd-year-old ladies that just got sentenced to, you know, 24, 27-month prison because they showed up and protested outside of an abortion clinic. Can you really point yourself in a direction a little bit different than becoming a martyr and getting your butt thrown in jail? One of them needs hip surgery and she's not going to get it. All right. Those of you who, by the way, have issues with blood sugar levels, because we were talking about this. Diabetes. Sugar to fiber is now back in stock. That's Optavita, okay? So those of you who are dependent on sugar to fiber to get those blood sugar levels down, we have that back in stock. Just got notice. Now, also, for those of you that have osteoporosis, believe it or not, they've got a month for that too. That's this month, May. It's Osteoporosis Awareness and Prevention Month. And, of course, osteoporotic fractures are responsible for more hospitalizations than heart attacks, strokes, and breast cancer combined. Now, how is that? Well, here's the thing. It's a bone disease that occurs when the body loses too much bone, makes too little bone, or both. This results in bone weakness, and as a result, they can break from a fall, minor bumps, just sneezing. That's really scary. 54 million Americans have osteoporosis or low bone mass. That's why we have Bone Active Capsules, Bone Active Topical Rub, and Collagen Power Plus at the Power Mall. All right? And see, you can stock up on these things because these are North American Urban Spice products, all right? And see, that gets you closer to that deal we've got going on right now at the Power Mall. Now, there's another interesting thing, and we already covered when we had Dr. Fleming on the show about this One Health, ginning up pandemic, sick cows, milk, bird flu, and all the lies that go with it. You know, there is no peer-reviewed evidence supporting transmission of highly pathogenic avian influenza from raw milk to humans. These people want to scare you. You can't, I'm sorry, I got to go right back. Let me go back in time. Yeah, let me go back in time here to what they said about the fact these shots were safe and effective. Okay. Now, did we get your head screwed around right? oh, whatever. Government said so. Must be true. Media said so. Must be true. Then we got AI scaring the hell out of the media. Boy, you know something weird's going to happen now. Because see, what's AI going to do? If AI is like, look, honey, you don't need that baby. Get rid of it. You see, when stuff like that starts happening, Oh, I'm sorry you're so depressed. Why don't you just kill yourself? That's AI. And we are guinea pigs in the bigger human game, and we keep going out and supporting Microsoft and supporting Google and all this other nonsense. I know all you out there that don't have internet, you're like, oh, like I'm not supporting any of that. Okay. Have you got a smartphone? You're supporting if you have Google as one of your search engines. Pretty soon, like I said, you will not know what to believe. There's another study out. Besides this issue with Google AI, there's another study out about emulsifiers and common food additives linked to increased diabetes risk. This is another reason why we keep sugar to fiber in stock. A new study shows mounting evidence suggesting that ultra-processed foods can take a heavy toll, increasing your risk of serious conditions, including type 2. Minimally processed foods like olive oil, whole wheat bread, and pasta contain few or no additives. Now, I know a lot of you have gotten into the gluten-free thing. I understand some gluten-free products taste like cardboard, are not even worth the time and the expense. Because remember, they have to alter when they're manufacturing this keto or whatever, gluten-free stuff. That is a processing phase, right? That has to remove certain additives out. Well, now, in contrast, when you have ultra-processed products that have additives in them, what are we talking about? These are the emulsifiers linked to diabetes risks, according to this latest study in France published in The Lancet. This was done based on data from over 104,000 French adults who participated in the Nutrinet Santé web cohort study. It's the first web-based cohort worldwide on such a large scale, and it went on for 14 years. Now the results are out. Carrageenans increase risk by 3% for every 100 milligrams consumed. Tripotassium phosphate raised the risk of diabetes for every 15% for every 500 milligrams consumed daily. These are daily. Sodium citrate and acetyl tartaric acid esters of mono and diglycerides of fatty acids increase risk by 4% per 500 and 100 milligrams consumed daily, respectively. Guar gum, ever seen that on your label? Linked to an 11% greater risk per 500 milligrams a day, gum arabic 3% higher risk per 1,000 milligrams a day, and xanthan gum, a thickening agent. Remember that? You go out and buy it in the store, an 8% increased risk for every 500 milligrams consumed daily. The findings are significant. Further research is going to have to be done. You got that? All right. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, I got to tell you, this is funny. There was a mother of five. She's in Lakewood, Colorado, last Saturday. Michelle Chandler, that's her name. She's shopping in a Nordstrom department store in Lakewood, Colorado. She goes into the fitting room to try on a pair of pants. As she went to take the pants off, she smelled something weird, looked over, saw men's shoes and socks, and a phone pointing right at her in her booth. Now, this is, multi-gender fitting room that its store accommodates both men and women's. So rather than wait for the police or security, she went next door, grabbed the man and pinned him to the ground, put her knee on his back and held his head down until the cops got there. She posted the video on Instagram. Several men helping her to hold down the man who was struggling with all of them. She's seen sitting on top of him and holding him down. She says he was also restrained with the use of a belt. No thanks to gender-neutral fitting rooms, the man was able to film me while trying on clothes, she wrote. She went on to say she was pressing charges, and the man had a knife in his possession during the altercation, and he was 19 years old. The post got 9,500 likes on Instagram, and Lakewood police, confirmed they responded to a call similar to Chandler's claims. Now they caught the guy. This is why men don't belong in women's fitting rooms, she says in the video. Yeah, Lakewood's a suburb of Denver, has 155,000 people living there. What does that tell you? Oh, my. Medical authorities claim 90% of the population suddenly has mysterious new heart syndrome that sounds like spike protein organ damage. This is new study come out. That's why we have Strauss heart drops, and I take them regularly. And the foot distancing rule, like I brought up earlier in our show. That's all made up, according to Dr. Francis Collins from the NIH. Yeah. And now we got a Washington State doctor who has been fined $5,000 for prescribing ivermectin. Oh, yeah. One of them, 71-year-old female, had COVID. She tested positive at the ER. Oh, God. See, they all put their faith in modern medicine. So she went to Dr. Wei Husung Lin, who now has to pay $5,000 to the Washington Medical Board. She saw Dr. Lin in a telemedicine conference the following day. He prescribed her 12 milligrams of ivermectin daily for 5 days. After stating a substantial body of literature showed it was effective as a one-day therapy or five-day therapy. So she goes back to the hospital after taking ivermectin for 4 days, but not seeing any improvement. She was ultimately discharged and recovered. Well, I know somebody that was taking ivermectin for 4 days. They went to the doctor. The doctor says, oh, no, you need to go in the hospital. Well, they neglected her. She died of sepsis. Sepsis, yeah. She was improving at home, but the doctor said, no, she needs to go to the ER. And this woman said, okay, mom, come on, we got to take you there. The hospital killed her. She doesn't care. She did what she thought was right. She listened to her doctor. You see what happens? In another case, Dr. Lin prescribed to a 69-year-old male extra ivermectin because the man's wife also had COVID. Neither the husband or the wife ended up taking the ivermectin. Why? Because they went online and observed all the warnings about ivermectin for COVID-19, as well as the negative effects for those with heart conditions. And so they didn't take it. Yeah. What were they doing? Remdesivir. That's all they care about. How much these people can make. Dr. Jane Orient, we've had her on the show before. She's the executive director of the U.S. Centers. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, right, AAPS, right, said the conditions that which they did this to him are extremely onerous and require work that would enormously increase the burden of practice and probably drive most physicians out of practice. Ivermectin is a safe drug, much safer than most drug physicians prescribed, without all the informed consent nonsense. And also, she said and recommended doctors avoid practicing in Washington State if they're able. Yeah, Dr. Lin is employed by the Cadillac Regional Medical Center Clinic in Richland, Washington. So, he was initially facing a $25,000 fine and harsher repercussions if he didn't settle. That's crazy. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir, for our Friday. How are you?
Hey, fair. It's a crazy world.
I know.
All my children were born in the 70s. My wife never, ever worked. And none of them ever saw a principal's office, a police officer, nothing. And my wife would go to the park with the children. The other women would be saying, well, are your children on Ritalin? And she'd go, hell no. And they all graduated. They all went to college and stuff. And these people don't need babysitters. Stay home. And then, secondly, I got one for you. I think this debate, Trump and Biden, I think it's a setup. I think afterwards, they're going to charge Trump with elder abuse and hate crimes. What do you think?
I don't know about that. I mean, they're doing it on Biden's terms. I would be screaming entrapment. Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're going to have the guy on there with the fake mask on. You know, it ain't going to be a real Biden.
Probably not. All right. I appreciate that, Kevin. Thanks for your call. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell everybody about that Ashley Madison data hack. Well, guess what? You know, that full list of celebrities, they're all going to be exposed on a Netflix docuseries. You see, now they got to make money somehow, so now they're going to have to put it on Netflix. Sage, by the way, the miniature poodle, won best show at the Westminster Dog Show. First time, miniature poodle. In the herding group, Mercedes, a German Shepherd. Yeah, believe that, huh? German Shepherd in the herding group. You see, there's always a reason why I have mine sitting right here. Yeah, she herds me very well. She listens. She's probably the most educated German Shepherd on the planet. Anyway, hey, you know what? Brady, we got about, we don't have any time. Sorry about that. We couldn't get to your call. We'll pick this up again on Monday. In the meantime, all of you have a safe and happy, blessed weekend. You know, take advantage of that Power Mall special this week and order your 10% off iComplex CS as well as the North American Urban Spice products. And, of course, we will be back on Monday as usual. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Stay safe. See you Monday.
Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com.